Hold my nuts. You didn't play him. Hold my you nuts. Weren't you going to play him. Yeah, I lost to you, but fuck out of here.
Where? That's all I fucking hear.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Hey yo, welcome back to the High Kicks podcast. We are back for season 5, and it took us way, way too long to come back. I just want to announce just like a little bit of a change coming to the show before we get into anything. We have decided that the first half of every show is going to be the usual footy content that everybody who listens to us knows and loves. And the second half of the show, we are going to shift into a more of a general sports conversation about what's going on in just the world of sports overall. And, you know, without further ado, we're going to get into season 5 of the High Kicks podcast because, holy crap, it's season 5.
All right. I know it's been 5 seasons, but finger guns, what's good? Welcome back. I can't wait to be back. Chattius, how are we?
Chad, what? I can't hear you at all.
What did you say? Nope.
You gotta unplug that XLR cord and plug that back in, buddy. What a way to start season 5. Oh, come on, Chad.
I don't know why. It's fine when it's in the stand, but if I hold it, it wants to kill itself.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I was saying I look like I've been abducted by the Taliban for the past 5 months, but
that is a wild thing to say. Oh my God.
I won't continue that.
Yeah, no, wow. Wow.
But instead, the Taliban known as Chelsea Football Club have abducted my manager.
Wow.
And my favorite player on the team, not named Jamie Vardy.
Wow. So,
okay.
Before we get into anything, I just want to say, I'm sorry that we've been away for so long. Carl was really busy with work. Chad was really busy with stuff. I started a new job. We have moved our production over to a new program, and we're going to be on YouTube every week now. So if you want to actually watch us instead of just listening, go check out our YouTube.
Yeah.
But
if you're actually going to see this, I should probably... Oh, shit.
Yeah, Chad, what did you think was the whole point of me building a new video set?
I love you, bud.
It has all of our names. It has all of our tags. I don't know.
The last one had the same thing.
Yeah, but... Okay. Whatever. We're going to get right into the footy aspect with this. I know we usually do the Saturday games and then the Sunday games and then the Monday game, but I'm going to do this a little bit out of order and just ask one of our co-hosts a very heartfelt, down-to-earth question, and that is, Carl, are you okay?
Can we keep on talking?
No, like I want you to like dive into this. Like, what are your feelings? How are you feeling right now?
You at work, I started fucking ranting and literally like everyone started looking at me apparently at the bar because I'm like, yo, goddamn Solanke fucked us the goddamn entire time. And I was talking about it the entire fucking week heading up to it. Like, I don't know what happened. I was cracking jokes that Man U was going to lose to Spurs like 2-1. I was like, bro, it's going to happen. Like, so like he's going to end up scoring. Fucking, it's going to be like some shit. Bro, the fucking red card by Bruno. Yeah. Like, fuck. God
damn. I want to know. Do you think that was a red?
Yeah.
Chad, I want to know your thoughts on this too.
I mean, yeah, but that hasn't always been called a red this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think the tackle was a red, but I think, Well, I don't think the contact was a red. I think kind of the tackle was, and what looked like the intent behind it.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. But he came at him really, really high, and his studs were up. He just didn't make contact with them.
So it's like, even though it's relatively a weak red, I still see it being a red in the situation for intention. And also, like, bro, we were getting fucking dominated. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't matter that Bruno left. Like, we still were probably going to end up losing fucking 3-0. It was horrible to watch. Like, throughout the first 25 minutes, we weren't out of our own fucking third. And every third pass was literally two Spurs. I don't know what to say about this fucking side. It was a joke.
You're going to get Cobby, like, killed.
Dead ass. We're putting him into positions to, like, literally get murdered by everyone. I don't know what it is. He's the only one trying to hold the ball off. And then you're literally like, come on. I don't know what to say anymore. Man, U is a joke. It is a joke right now.
I would just like to point out, Carl, you are currently sitting at 13th in the table.
Bro, we're probably going to ride out at fucking 12th. Like, let's be honest. Like, not really. But fucking Ten Hag is out. Like, I don't understand.
You guys suck.
Like, he sucks so long. Like, I don't understand. Like...
He's also
fucking dumb. Like, why the fuck do you go for all these goddamn Ajax signings the entire time? No shit, you have fucking, like, previous relations with these players, but hold a bag of fat ones, because I don't know what you're on about this. Like, you're literally just making decisions based off of, like, past play for a completely different side in a completely different league with players who are not in the same category. Like, David Neres, for example, if he went for him, sure. Like, fucking, there's other players that he could have gone for as well. I just think that Ten Hag has not ever been, like...
So I just want to jump in here. I really kind of think the only bad signing he's made from Ajax has been Anthony.
Anthony, yeah. But like
bro, all of the other Ajax signings that he's made Lissandra of taking Martinez. His for Lissandro Martinez, I mean, Mathis De Ligt's going to work out even though he stopped over at Bayern.
Yeah.
Who'd they just sign? Mizrahi also.
Yeah, Mizrahi, De Ligt, or Onana.
Like, they've all worked out, and say what people say what they want about Onana, like, he hasn't been great, but like,
he hasn't been awful. I completely understand that.
His save percentage and his...
Yeah.
His goals allowed versus expected goals allowed are exceptional.
I think the only thing knocking the entire side, though, is the tactics and then randomly putting in, like, fucking Casemiro and, like, Eriksen within the midfield. Like... Because we don't really have anyone else. Like we have Ugarte. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Or like, having a stroke there.
Not good Tay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's a disappointment so far. Like,
well, there's been, I mean,
he still needs to adjust more. So Mount,
like, yeah, I feel like Ugarte, and they have, like, a meme with Xerxes, but nobody gets a meme, and it's kind of getting
annoying.
That's what I mean. But, like, Casemiro and Mason Mount are, like, actually dead weight at this point.
I would just like to point out that Chad would know all of this as a, 37, as a Manchester United fan of 37 years.
Of 37 years. Still.
Oh, yeah, Carl, you didn't see this the video.
Carl hasn't seen this yet. And for some godforsaken reason, I guess everyone now just thinks I'm 37 or older. And
I mean, like, I gotta say, you do look, I mean, you don't look that much older than you are, but you do look older than you are.
My response to that.
I'm just
37,
saying.
37.
You aren't 37, but
come on, man.
No, you don't look 30. I'm saying you look like you could be like 25, 26.
Well, I'm 24, like, so.
I mean, 26, 27, maybe. like maybe 28.
No, I don't know. So the whole reason we're making this rant is because of I made the joke that we have a 37 year old fucking Manchester United fan. Everyone's like, well, I thought you were a Leicester fan. I'm like, I thought me saying it's as a Manchester United fan of 37 years, I thought clearly the sarcasm. I need to hit people with a frying pan literally in the face. I might do that, actually. That'd be really funny. But yeah, you have so much fucking dead weight on this team.
Yeah. Yeah. And legitimately, I don't know what else to say.
You can no longer even say that, like, guys from old administrations are the problem, because Dallow's been like one of your best fucking players this year.
Like, Dallow's been one of our best players for the past two seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? Yeah, like, and then the fact that
you have,
that is the conversation we're having. Like, Rashford hasn't done shit. Rashford hasn't done shit for this.
Rashford has fallen off a cliff, and he is just ass now.
Like,
he's a little bit of a waste of space.
Bruno is slowing down. Like, so in regards to the way that he plays, like, he has to play back a little bit more because of the way that tactically we play, and he has to get back because Jesus Christ. Like, it was a joke to watch, and it's really sad to watch this team play right now. Spurs, on the other hand, they actually look pretty good.
Look pretty good.
Not gonna lie.
I'm impressed with them.
I don't really get it. They're riding the momentum from last season extremely well. Everyone on the side is in some run of form. I'm giving them props. Like, Spurs looks threatening right now. They're still gonna finish fifth. But,
like, they look mad good. They look mad good.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're still going to finish fifth, somewhere around there. I mean, we didn't do predictions for this season, just because obviously this is the first episode of season 5, other than that fan experience episode we did with Sam. But I don't know. I mean, I see the top three being set in stone basically already, and then I see basically Chelsea and Villa fighting for four.
So for me, I this is gonna be me playing devil's advocate here, but Manchester United has become Tottenham's best win of the year solely because you look at every other time they faced a good team they've lost. You also drew to Leicester City.
I mean, you guys aren't very good either.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. That's the problem here. You drew to Leicester City. Almost lost to Coventry. I don't know. I just feel like, honestly, I know a lot of people are trying to say Tottenham's really good. Tottenham's kind of disappointed me. And this run where they're in the Europa League and, what is it, like Brighton? I think it's like Brighton and Crystal Palace are like some of their games coming up. So we'll see if they can do all right when in terms of them rotating a squad, but they feel like a really top heavy team.
Haven't they always kind of been like that though?
They have been, but I feel like it's going to be a lot more exposed as they start to go into the into Europe. Because I mean, they're a knock to really any of their start. Have we gotten an update on Udogi yet by any chance?
I do not know.
Okay. Because I look at that now as a potential injury, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like,
to not lose back at Newcastle, like, Villa's playing relatively well.
Villa's playing relatively well. They did just draw Ipswich. And, I mean,
that's why I said relatively.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's
sort of one of those.
I know they're sitting in fifth. I know they're on 13 points. But a draw to Ipswich is just not it. Like, that could come back to bite them later on in the season. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll also say this. They're also, like, they face, like, three or four, like, relegation teams.
Yeah.
they faced Wolves, Everton, and us.
Wolves suck.
I don't think Wolves suck yet. I don't think I just think Wolves have been unfortunately facing like four of the like top five teams.
I mean, yeah.
That's what happens though.
Chelsea, Forest, Newcastle, Villa, Liverpool. Yeah, that's bad.
It's just a tough. I mean, they drew Forest. They got like the point that like everyone's like, oh yeah, look at them.
That's a tough point.
Honestly, speaking,
hold on. Speaking of Liverpool, we're top of the league.
Yeah.
We're top of the league. I just need to jump in and say this because I haven't had a chance to say it on the pod yet. I absolutely love Arne Slotball. Like, I really do. I think they're thriving a little bit more on counterattacks. I think he has unlocked a new side of Ryan Gravenberch that obviously we're seeing this season. He's been just a totally different player. I just really like what I'm seeing, and if this is how good they are in the beginning of his tenure, I just want to know how much better they're going to get.
I really like the Chiesa signing. I like the way you guys are playing, but where I'm at with the league right now, it's Arsenal's to lose.
I totally agree with that statement. I think a good season for Liverpool this season is top four.
Yes.
New manager, the goal should be top four. If you're in the title race, like, amazing.
Yeah.
The manager gets some experience with that, but the goal should not be to win a title this season. And look, like, if they somehow pull it off, like, oh my God, amazing. I don't think they're gonna, and I don't think that should be the goal.
No. I think what the goal is for them is like top three, top four, because I don't know what's happening with Chelsea, like where they're going to ride out. I think Villa and Newcastle are definitely moving up the table. I think they're definitely going to end up going into probably that fourth slot. And it's going to be, I think right now it should be Arsenal, then City, Liverpool. I would probably take Newcastle.
Villa. Have you been watching? Hold on. Have you been watching Chelsea?
I know. See, I'm about to jump in and say Chelsea. So I'm just saying, like, a lot of people have been high on Arsenal. I just think it's theirs to lose. It's been theirs to lose for three fucking years, and they keep fucking losing.
Yeah, but especially this season with the Rodri injury, Chad.
But I know,
like, it's different. Just,
like, I understand exactly what you mean, Chad, because I have been in the same boat. Like, literally, if Rodri was healthy this year, I get that.
Rodri's not there, but I just feel like, man. Okay, so
you think Pep's just gonna do it?
No, it's not just Pep. Okay, I was about to, speaking of fucking Chelsea, there, if there's a person who knows just how fucking good Enzo Maresca's style of play is, it's me. And there's two ways this is going to either end for Chelsea. They are either going to win the fucking league, or they are going to be out of the title race by January. And that is, it is going to completely rely on what happens when the rest of the Premier League figures out Enzo Maresca.
But hold up, Chad. Can I just jump in here? I think Chelsea are in the same boat as Liverpool, where winning the league shouldn't be the goal. Their goal should be qualifying for UCL.
I get that, but just with the way Cole Palmer, I get that. It's just
the way Cole Palmer,
Jackson, Sancho, and Madugue are playing. That front four alone is literally like,
Cole Palmer is outrageous.
I just feel that's probably the best in the league. I mean, you might argue maybe Liverpool with the way Diaz and Salah are playing, but Chelsea,
Yeah.
Just Cole Palmer is.
Chelsea has the most versatile right now. Like,
that right now, yeah, absolutely.
And it's just.
Because they can beat you from so many fronts. Like, the thing is, like, Chelsea right now, like, the reason why I don't have them staying where they are is exactly the reason you just said, Chad. I think they can get figured out. I don't know if they will, though. That's the thing. Like, they have enough talent that I don't know if they will.
It's just what was brutal with Leicester last year was we went from just killing teams to fighting to the absolute death to get a point, to survive, to like merely not be the weekend embarrassment of the league. It turned into like watching cavemen hit each other with rocks.
I don't think it's going to happen to Chelsea like that, though. Like, bro, the way that Cole Palmer is playing in terms of passing the ball, the way that Jackson is playing on the ball, like, I don't think that's possible for them to be able to fall off that hard. Like, I don't care what manager is in charge right now. They're starting to develop their games to the point where it doesn't matter who the manager is. Like, they're just
Carl, what Chad is saying is once they figure out Chelsea defensively, it'll be very easy to score on them.
Yeah.
And it won't matter what they're doing offensively. It's the same thing that kind of happened with Leicester last year.
Yeah, everyone figured out that, holy shit, they're running a one-man high line with Yannick Vestergaard. Let's have our fastest guy run at him and see what happens. And holy shit, it worked. Hey, Chelsea fans, you guys want a guy to buy off? Yannick Vestergaard, $17 million. Who says no? fuck me. We're going to get to the Steve Cooper rant eventually. But for now, I will say, just the back line of Cucurella, Colwill, Fofana, and Gusto is quite the opposite of the front four. I feel like they need like one more defender, and I feel like that's the only complaint you can really have if you're a Chelsea fan, because if Enzo doesn't get found out, like if Enzo, or he does get found out, but he's able to make those adjustments because he has two hotels worth of a team, you kind of good luck beating them, but it's early days. We have like 32 matches to go.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We do have 32 matches to go.
So I have them in fifth still. Like,
I have them eighth.
You have Chelsea in eighth?
Yes.
I have them in the top four.
I can't. Also, if they do win the league, I will very much probably drink myself to death.
So I also, one of the differences, Chad, is that I think the Chelsea back line, at least pace wise, is much more suited to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll be able to hold up a little bit better than, you know, like Yannick Vestergaard.
We had a fucking highlight with Yannick Vestergaard and Wout Foss in 2023 and won the championship.
Yeah, no, so like, different situation at Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. One of the most versatile attacks, like, their midfield has really clicked in terms of the way that they play. It's interesting to watch them play. Like, their buildup is amazing in terms of, like, stuff. But yeah, no, they're good. But I still think they aren't finishing top four. I think fifth.
Dude, that's crazy. We gave this dude a 4-year contract and he hasn't played in a fucking month. God, our fucking board is so shit. Fire John Rutkin already, dude.
Oh my God.
Fucking.
I would say that you guys are trying your best, but you hired Steve Cooper.
Like, we really looked at Corberon and Graham Potter and said, Steve Cooper. I mean, I will say this, since things have changed, I've always never liked the hiring of Steve Cooper, considering who else was on the table.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what do you mean? He's a survivor specialist. By survivor specialist, you mean he's the captain of the airplane that crashed on the fucking island.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it was the right move.
I have my 10 seconds to say how garbage my team is because they're not a Big Six side. Let's see. Steve Cooper is unironically playing Jordan Ayew, who is the Harrison Barnes of the Premier League, over Abdou Fatawu. That is like playing Harrison Barnes over De'Aaron Fox. That is like the actual real life equivalent there. If you're an NBA fan, if you know, you know. But Steve Cooper also just doesn't have an identity. And going from Enzo Maresca to this is not fun. We also are get to our only win in 90 minutes. We couldn't even beat fucking Walsall in 90 minutes. Our only win in 90 minutes this year is against Tranmere Rovers. So
that's wild. You guys suck.
He's yet to win the Prem. He has a terrible win-loss ratio since the Nottingham Forest days. Hold on. Let me look this up. What is Steve Cooper's managerial record in the Premier League right now? Prem record. Hold on. Steve Cooper has a managerial record right now of 12 wins in 61 matches.
That sucks. He's trash. You guys hired the wrong guy. You guys are terrible. Get relegated.
You guys
We don't, I shave my head, so.
That is true. You did put that out into the world.
I did put that out. He also has allowed 110 goals in 61 matches.
That's insane.
What?
He gets 110 goals in 61 matches. Dude.
How does he have a fucking job?
I don't know.
That is, once you say that stat to any logical. What?
He has more draws than professional wins. He has 19 draws and 12 wins.
I just feel bad for you now, bro.
It was so obvious from the start. He was not going to work out well.
Bro, I was feeling like shit for my team, and now I'm feeling bad for yours.
The kicker is he was their first choice. The kicker is he was the Leicester City board's first choice. Over the guy who has West Brom currently first place in the championship, or Graham Potter. Which I get it, he's fresh off being ass at Chelsea, but if you see what he did at Brighton.
Yeah.
You have a chance to flip a coin and get the good side of him.
Yeah.
He might be looking back, he might be looking to come back to manage. So third time's the charm. Third. Fuck me.
I would hate it. Yeah, I still don't understand Newcastle drawing City, but that's the most Newcastle thing possible.
Well, I love City. When City draw points.
City without Rodri, dude.
Exactly. We're sort of seeing it.
Erling Haaland, Rodri, Merchant. Darwin Nunez, better.
I can't even go from anywhere. What the fuck, Chad? Like, Darwizzy can hold my nuts compared to goddamn Haaland. Haaland's just nuts. Like,
Haaland is just nuts. Haaland's a freak of nature.
The dude had Haaland an off year last year and scored like fucking like 40 goals in a calendar year.
You know, Erling Haaland is like the Godfather Part 2. He insists upon himself.
Bro.
Okay, Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
He's probably breaking his record. Like, he's that fucking good. But Rico Lewis is the best player that Pep's ever coached. Hold a bag of dicks. Fuck out of here. Like, I hate this shit. I'm happy that they drew. Fuck City. I hope they lose the title this year. Arsenal, please do fucking something, you goddamn bots. Yeah, you just be Leicester. Ride it out. Ride it out. Keep it going.
God, we really need Aston Villa to win the fucking league this year, because I just feel like the four fan bases through 1-4 right now are so fucking insufferable that I need, like, Fulham. Fulham.
Oh, please. Fulham. If Fulham won, I would love life right now. Bro, we cannot have goddamn Liverpool see the light of day right now.
We cannot.
City gets another year. I swear to God, I'm offing myself.
Arsenal isn't allowed to do anything relevant in my lifetime, along with Chelsea outside of their
Champions
League.
Arsenal still haven't. You're right. Arsenal ride out to absolutely nothing, like normal. And then Spurs is going to Spurs. I don't think we need to explain that.
Oh, Spurs, one. Spurs, Spurs, always Spurs.
Yeah. We should give the league to Leicester City again. Life was good when they won the league.
You know what? Fuck it. Let Newcastle win. Let Newcastle win.
No.
Bro, Saudi Arabia takes over the Prem.
Fuck.
So, I want to wrap up the footy talk, and Christian, I want to Christian Pulisic be good. Christian, yes. Pulisic be good.
That's all. Yeah. That's all. Goodbye.
That's all. That's all we need to say. Christian Pulisic be good. Good. But I want to, for the first time ever on our show, I want to slide into more of a general sports conversation. I think this is going to probably be more like NFL based, just given what's going on right now. I'm going to jump into a little bit of baseball. But before I say anything, Carl just made a face and he knows exactly where I'm going with this. Carl and Chad play in a fantasy football league together.
And get fucked, idiot.
They played in a very close game this weekend.
Eat a bag of dicks, you fucking scam.
I'm just gonna switch this video to the two box for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat the
Let them go at each other. So here we go.
Easy win, huh? Easy win, huh?
You're lucky this is fucking getting recorded right now, but I'm telling you that. Holy shit, I would say some
wild stuff. I've held my tongue. Oh my god. I had to watch Jalen Hurst miss fucking Dallas Goedert wide open in
bro,
the middle.
Bro, you have fucking Atlanta's kicker go for goddamn 20. Oh my goddamn dick. Like, literally, if that shit didn't happen and then Buffalo played a half decent fucking game, I would have gotten. Yeah, but that's the issue. I'm playing on what ifs. You actually won. Whatever, you won.
I also had Kenneth Walker the third on the bench and he scored 3 touchdowns.
Bro, you weren't gonna play him anyways.
You lost to the guy that
we talked about it. We talked about it. You weren't gonna play him anyways, you goddamn idiot. Fucking that was just a mistake on your behalf.
I would have played.
That was a mistake on your behalf.
You lost to me anyways.
Hold my nuts. You didn't play him. You weren't going to play him. Yeah, I lost to you, but fuck out of here.
Man, that's all I fucking hear.
I swear to God.
Mind you, this guy had a 12-point lead entering the final game, and he still blew it. So,
bro, you had two players playing, your fucking quarterback and David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibb, and goddamn fucking, I wasn't expecting 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and fucking like 290 out of Jared Goff. Hold my dick. Like, that wasn't expected. Hell no. He was expected like 10 points, bro.
I'm just going to jump back in here and point out that I dropped out of this Friends League after last year because I play in like a higher money league, like with my dad and some other people. I came in 10th in that league last year because I focused too much on the Friends League. They're bitching about going back and forth about like what's going on in their league. Chad just buffered in the middle of his dance and it was really, really funny. But I'm sitting at 7-1 with the most points in my league and the best record. Play doubleheaders. And I'm just, oh my God, that was wild. And I'm just vibing. My team is stupid. And I'm just laughing at you guys.
But was that it?
No, that's all I got when it comes to fantasy football.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
I want to talk a little bit about some baseball real quick because, like, we had a weird moment.
Yo, and my fucking team lost, though. Like, the Giants fucking lost. Like,
the Giants suck.
Like, bro, and Malik Nabers got fucking concussed. Like, I just want
to think I think he's going to play next weekend. He said he's fine.
Yeah.
Chad, what are you laughing at? The Patriots suck.
We are embracing the tank.
I don't know how to feel. Joe Flacco went down. Or not Joe Flacco, sorry. Anthony Richardson went down. And, like, the Colts look better with Joe Flacco. Just
fucking the best goddamn, like, fill-in quarterback the league has ever seen. The dude's, like, fucking 45 just making throws like no one's business.
He was quoted after the game or at some point during the game saying, Anthony Richardson's mom is 8 days older than me. There's no way Anthony Richardson thinks I'm cool.
I think you're cool, Joe Flacco.
I also think you're cool, Joe Flacco. But I want to jump into the baseball because the MLB regular season ended yesterday. We're recording this late Monday night. And the Mets and the Braves had a doubleheader that they had to play. And it was a really interesting situation because if the Mets swept, the Braves missed the playoffs and the Mets got in and the Diamondbacks got in. If the Braves swept, the Mets missed the playoffs and the Braves and the Diamondbacks got in. And if they split, they both made the playoffs. So the Mets go down 3-0 in the first game and they come back and they win 8-7. And then they change their starting pitcher and they throw a bullpen game and the Braves win game 2. And I am just, as a Mets fan, super, super, super happy that the Mets didn't pull a Mets. Yeah. Yeah. At my my SiriusXM show that I work on tomorrow, one of the hosts is going to be really, 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 really happy because we were both nervous today talking about the Mets during the show. Yeah.
I hate the Mets.
Well, fuck you, Carl.
Thank you. I hate Chad. I hate the Mets. I hate everything. This shit sucks. I don't know why I came on this week.
Yeah, I honestly don't know why you did either. We were just going to destroy you. I was already ready to roast the shit out of you for Manchester United, and then you blew your fantasy game. So, like, get shit on.
Meanwhile, mind you, Brian has a countdown in the top left on how many seconds he has to left to live before he gets blown to smithereens by a bomb I sent heading his way.
Thank you for the reminder because my camera was going to shut off and then I reset it. But
oh my God.
I don't know. This was fun. I'm really happy that we're back.
I'm happy we're back. I'm just fucking pissed to be talking about sports. I'm fucking... God damn it! All right, you guys take it away.
I love how this guy talked about baseball and then decided to talk about, like, the fun baseball story.
Huh? Oh, wait! Fuck! The A's. I didn't tell you guys. The A's.
Oh, yeah, you have AIDS. Congratulations.
Oh, my God, Chad.
Actually.
Sorry.
Okay. I bought tickets to Bayern versus Stuttgart Germany. Fucking
that's awesome.
The 19th.
Congratulations, Carl.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
You're gonna have such a fun time.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. That's just
I was gonna say the A's, but
yo, wait. What's the team that fucking went on the crazy losing streak?
Oh, the White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox are on, like, the greatest losing streak in MLB history, like, ever. And so, congrats.
They sent a letter to their fans saying they're sorry they suck so bad.
Yeah, no, that was, I mean, they were, they, It's like the worst season anyone has.
It's the worst season in modern baseball.
Yeah.
You have to go to the Civil War for the last time someone was this bad at baseball.
Yep. No, 1899.
You have to go, well.
Jesus fucking Christ. God,
1899.
Can't say that one either.
I was about to say something wild.
So was
I. God. Okay, yeah. So.
So John please. Fisher sucks. John Fisher isn't a good baseball owner. Moneyball is fraudulent and a modern day Shakespearean tragedy. And that's all I got. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Oh. Roll Lester, man.
Roll Lester.
Yeah. Roll Fuck Tide. Lester. Man use trash, but thanks for tuning in this week. We are super happy to be back. Check out on YouTube. I worked pretty hard on this set. We're using vMix to record now. Carl's popping his finger guns again. And we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace. Bobby Dalbec.